there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I may have told this story already. I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but on our way out to Fiji, I had a brush with the Amazing Race. And am I going to be on the Amazing Race? I'll tell you about it in just a bit. First, we're going to talk to Christine from Eco Dive and Travel in Grenada, one of my favorite places on the planet. Christine, how are you?
I am fantastic. It's good to hear from you.
Yes. Well, it's good to hear your voice as well. We had a good time there at DEMA in Las Vegas. I guess you've had time to recuperate, dry out, as they say.
It's taken me a while, but I think I've gotten there by now, yes. I think so.
Good, good. Now, Christine, let me ask you about the DEMA show. It's been a couple weeks now, and, you know, the feedback I've received via email, even when I was in Fiji and stuff, that everybody did extremely well and that the attendance was up, business was being written, and that, you know, people were pretty optimistic on the results of the show and what they saw taking place at the show. Is that kind of your vibe, too, or do you got a different take?
You know, I think I have to agree with that one. I'd kind of heard the rumors beforehand that, like everything else, it was kind of going to be a slow year and a quiet show. But I was really impressed and really happy to see the number of people that came out. And it was a lot of fun. I ran into a lot of people like you guys that I hadn't seen in a while. It was a good show.
Yes. Well, it definitely has been too long since we've been to Grenada. I know we're talking about going back there for the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C.
You got it.
And that's going to take place a week in October, correct?
That's right. The actual dates, it's looking like, it still needs to be confirmed, but it's looking like the weekend of the 21st to the 23rd of October.
Okay, so right there before Halloween, so who knows, maybe we can tie in some kind of costume mermaid thing or whatever.
I think that would be excellent.
Yes, yeah.
And there will be stuff leading up to that, obviously, but the main weekend will be that weekend, it looks like.
Yeah, and of course, we're working out a plan to come out there for that and do our mermaid contest number two.
Yeah, Number two, bigger and better.
Bigger and better for sure. Now, Eco Dive and Trek, are you guys pretty busy right now? Or are you having a slight lull there before Christmas week or what? How is biz?
Well, I got to say, knock on wood, we're doing pretty well. We're going out for a night dive here in about half an hour.
Oh, nice.
So we can't complain. We're probably getting a little lull right before Christmas, you know, all that rum cake eating and stuff people have to do, but it's looking pretty good for the moment. I got to say, we're pretty happy.
Yeah, good, good. Now, do you guys kick it up a notch for Christmas week there in Grenada? Do a lot of Christmas lights on display or anything special going on?
Amazing lights on display, actually. There's a really big set right on the corner with reindeer and Santa Claus and the whole bit.
What about underwater? Anybody taking Christmas lights underwater and trying to electrocute themselves just for their own amusement?
You know what? I haven't seen that yet, but I'm sure I can find a guest I'd like to hook up with that job.
Yeah, nobody doing like an underwater Christmas tree decoration thing. You know, some of these wacky divers.
You might have just given me an idea, you know, but not as yet. Not as yet.
Not as yet. Okay, Eco Dive and Travel. What's the website for your particular dive operation there in Grenada?
EcoDiveAndTrek,
TREK.com. EcoDiveAndTrek.com. All right.
That's the one.
And give me just a rundown of the conditions. If you're going out on a night dive, I assume they're pretty good right now.
Yeah, they are. I got to say, we had some winter swells in November. I say winter swells, but it's still 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Which turned it up
Celsius.
A little bit, but that's all gone now, thankfully. This morning we had viz of about 70 feet.
Good.
And we're looking for a night dive on Veronica L, which is a wreck covered in cup coral. So it should be good.
Oh, that sounds
a wreck
like
covered in cupcakes. That sounds delicious.
I wish. Corals.
Cup corals. And I'm guessing those are corals that are shaped
like cups.
They kind of look like little baby cups, and they open up at night into these really great anemone-looking fluorescent orange polyps.
Cool.
Turns it kind of into a carpet. It's really pretty.
Nice. That sounds nice.
Well, there you go. If you
not
go...
as nice as being covered in cupcakes, but, I mean,
well,
still
you
nice.
You know, if there was a wreck covered in cupcakes, I'm not sure the divers would come back.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, because you'd eat them all. As we...
Well, it is Christmas, after all.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You get a pass in the, during this time of year. All right, EcoDiveAndTrek.com. Check them out. Say hi to Christine and the gang. Go to Grenada. And we will see you again, I hope, sooner than October. But worst case scenario, we'll hang out with you there for the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C shipwreck, okay?
And we look forward to it, Greg. Thanks very much.
All right, Christine, happy holidays to you.
You too. Have a good night.
There you go. Christine from Eco Dive and Trek. Great lady. We were going to put her in a mermaid tail there at the Dima Show. We had actually a few recruits there in Las Vegas that we didn't have time. Everybody was so busy. You know, she actually was busy working her booth. She didn't have time to mess with this mermaid stuff. So
it could happen.
Yeah, but we had a full staff. There, we actually recruited a new mermaid there at the Dima Show.
Yes.
A girl named Sarah. And we hope to, assuming she will still talk to us after the event.
There's no guarantees.
Yeah. We will maybe have her on another adventure here coming up on some of our travels. We actually lost a mermaid and gained a mermaid at the same bar on the same night, Bill.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, it's Vegas, right? And three of the four mermaids had never been to Vegas before. That's why we had four of them, and I figured, hey, we're going to have some casualties throughout the week.
Okay.
And sure enough, one of them started drinking a little heavily there at the host bar at the Hilton, and we lost her. She didn't make it back for the curtain call the next day. However, one of our other friends of Scuba Radio was talking to this other girl, and next one thing leads to another, and he comes over and says, hey, Greg, this girl would be a great mermaid. And I'm like, okay, we'll talk to mermaid number one, Tony. They have a little conversation. 5 minutes later, she turns to me and says, hey, I want to do this. I'm like, all right, show up tomorrow. So she showed up and was a mermaid, and we didn't know we were losing the first one. So he lost one and gained one at the same bar on the same night. So it was a wash.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So it worked out quite well there for the at the Dima Show for us. Now, when we finished up in Las Vegas for the Dima Show, we hopped on a plane from Las Vegas to L.A. to catch our flight to Fiji, right?
Right.
Now, check this out. We go to LAX, and we're waiting for our flight to get to Fiji. And we're in the terminal. We're through security, whole thing. And all of a sudden, we see a couple film crews off in the distance in the terminal. And it was like a three-man crew, and they're following around two people with backpacks. What are you going to think? If you watch reality TV like me, and you're a reality TV junkie, you immediately know this has to be The Amazing Race. And sure enough, the crew were standing there. I'm kind of watching them in the distance, and they start walking our way. And I'm like, that has to be The Amazing Race. And sure enough, this girl and guy come up right to me, and I said, hey, you guys with The Amazing Race? You're doing The Amazing Race, aren't you? And she looks at me like, oh, yeah, I can't say. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. I get it, no problem. And I said, well, what are you guys doing? She goes, well, we're trying to get information on going to Australia. And I say, she goes, where are you guys going? Well, we're going to Fiji. I'm like, okay. And I was like, well, that's cool. You guys are an amazing race, huh? Right. And I was like, okay. So that she walks by, and the producer, He makes me sign a. He asked me to sign a release. They were filming me while I was talking to the team. Right.
Okay. Now, did you read it? Did you read it? Was it a release or was it I promise to never get near these people
no,
again?
It wasn't that, because I asked him after I signed it. I said, "Can I talk to him some more?" He goes, "Yeah, whatever." So I turned around and I started talking to the girl again. I said, "What are you guys doing in Australia? What are you doing?" She says, "We're trying to find a boat." I said, "Are you trying to find a boat? Where are you guys? Are you a boat?" I was like, "What are you from Canada?" She goes, "No, we're from Kentucky." I said, "Oh, Kentucky, Canada, kind of same thing." They filmed this whole thing. They filmed that particular exchange, and there is a chance I am going to be on the next season of The Amazing Race.
Yeah, you'll at least be on a blooper reel. Hey, if you think the folks on The Amazing Race aren't smart, wait till you see the people they meet in airports.
This is
they
true.
Want to tell Canton the difference between a Kentucky accent and a Canadian accent. What's that all about?
Boot.
Are you from Kentucky or Kent-tucky?
Yeah. And it was quite funny because it ends up the episode, they're obviously filming right now for The Amazing Race, and it must be a best of because it was a young girl and her dad. I knew that, and I was like, they kind of look familiar, right? And because I've seen the show before, but I don't watch it religiously. And then like the other team was Harlem Globetrotters. So those guys are from a previous season of The Amazing Race. So they must be filming some kind of all-star edition. I met the young daughter and her dad from Kentucky.
Wow.
Not Canada, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Look for me on The Amazing Race.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Ray the Dive Master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there were boobies, all right, in the Galapagos. Blue-footed boobies. In Fiji, they had boobies as well, but they weren't blue-footed.
So they weren't crocs. You know what you're saying?
Maybe.
Possible.
Yeah. I was too busy staring at the boobies.
So, that guy, I recognize his accent. He was from Canada, wasn't he?
Ecuador.
No, he's not Canada?
Take off.
Sound a little Canadian.
You loser.
He was in Ecuador. He's not on The Amazing Race. Unlike me! Yeah.
We don't know about that yet.
Well, we don't know. But I think it's... You know, it was funny. I was wearing my big Scuba Radio fishing shirt that
short
I wore...
Shorts.
We're at the DEMA show because we can't come straight from Las Vegas, and they were filming the back of my shirt. And everybody, after I had this little encounter with the film crew from The Amazing Race, they're like, "Greg, you are a genius! The product placement for Scuba Radio that you just got is worth millions." And I'm like, Oh, crap, yeah. I'm wearing
Did you slip the producer a couple of bucks and make sure that stays in?
No, I honestly didn't realize. Actually, I knew it the whole time.
They'll pixelate it all.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I was doing it on purpose. Yeah, no, I don't know.
You won't even be on. It doesn't matter.
But, you know, that girl from Kentucky, she did say, hey, are you a scuba diver? And, you know, after she saw the shirt.
Why, so. Yes, I am.
And still you thought she was Canadian.
No, that was after, you big dummy.
No, he thought she was from Schenectady.
Skin.
Canadian. More rum, please.
Yeah.
Waitress?
No, that's next week.
Where's the waitress? You know, I hate when you go away for 3 weeks.
Why?
Because you go away for a week, you come back with drinks, and we're drinking, and things are good. You go away for 3 weeks, and you need to give your liver a rest.
This is true.
And we all suffer.
Well, that's right.
We all suffer.
Hey, you don't suffer. I could have brought Kava back for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah,
and I was really thinking about bringing some Kava back, and then I thought, why? I can just bring a bag of dirt and a dirty old sock and mix it in with some water. And
I don't think it's even as good as
from Fiji.
I don't even think it's
drink
as good
it,
as dirt.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I won't
yeah.
drink it.
It's,
I won't drink it.
It's way better than dirt. Okay, no. Not really. It's not that much better.
If it's better than dirt, it's marginally better than dirt.
We had actually in Fiji, the kava drinking, we had several kava drinking ceremonies, and I reached a new milestone because last time we were in Fiji, this was my third time in Fiji, and the kava.
CJ, can you beat him to death with something?
I can. How much time we got left?
Happy birthday, Bill.
We got 35 minutes. 35 minutes, and he's. Oh, it's my third time to Fiji. How many times do you go, Bill? Oh, none.
Yeah,
CJ, how many times do you go? None.
That's not a
James, how many times do you go? None.
He's not a name dropper, but what would he be, like a location dropper?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going back in May, by the way.
He's a geocacher.
Jackass.
So the kava, just for those of you who don't know, they drink this kava, which is kind of like a Fijian version of beer. They it's from the kava plant, a root that they grind up into a powder, mix with water, and they have this whole little
yeah, it's actually
ceremony
more,
type
it,
thing.
It's more the Fijian equivalent of
beer.
Hallucinogenic mushrooms is really what it's more like.
It's Rohypnol, and they put you wake up in a pot of boiling water with some carrots floating around you.
Well, there's a video floating around somewhere of me shirtless in a grass skirt, and I'm going to totally put that on the kava, but that's...
Oh, boy.
I paid them off. I shouldn't show up on YouTube.
Have you ever been to a Chinese opium den?
Is that what they call them?
CJ was born in one.
He was conceived.
Explains.
Oh, boy. All right, so this kava that we had the last two times I was in Fiji, we'd have maybe three or four cups of this stuff. But the local Fijians, it's a very low-potent concoction. You have to drink literally
a lot.
Many bowls of this, or they have to mix it super, super...
Now, when you drink this, do they point and laugh?
Yeah,
look
but that's
look
but
what
that's
we tricked
usually,
the tourist into
exactly,
doing.
Exactly.
No, they're drinking it too, and they could be drinking that.
You know what it is?
Because you're sharing from the same cup.
They've got Dr. Pepper. It's brown, but it ain't kava.
No, they take a drink, and then they go, and then they pass it along to the next person. No, but you share the kava bowl, the coconut shell, and you drink this stuff. And the thing is, though, the locals will sit there for hours and they'll drink like 30, 40 bowls of this stuff at a time over a couple hour period. Or as Richard, one of the owners of Madhava, he belongs to the 100 Club. Or no, that was Steve, actually, of Voli Voli. He said he belongs to the 100 Club where he sat down and literally drank 100 bowls of kava. Now, after, say, like, they say to truly get the real effects of the kava, say if it was mixed okay, or mixed fairly potent, like after 10, 15 bowls of this stuff, you should start to feel the effects. I did 13. 13! Could not feel my mouth. My lips were... And I ended up shirtless and in a grass skirt. So the kava is pretty powerful stuff.
So it's the equivalent of Novocaine.
Maybe.
It's like having dental operations.
Yeah, and evidently you do the crab. If you have too much of this stuff... It's weird because it's not like alcohol because it doesn't slow your brain down. It just slows your motor skills down. So your brain is still acting normal, but if you start, like, say, I want to walk straight, you'll actually walk one way or the other, sideways. So they call it walking the crab. They go crab walking or something. So I don't know. I don't remember doing the crab walk thing, but I do remember.
Do you have a lot of blank spaces in your memory?
Rubbly.
You didn't wake up with crabs, did you?
Oh, boy. I'll cut you.
On the beach. On the beach.
Yeah, so anyway, but there you go. It is one of the things you do when you're in Fiji. It is a cultural exchange with the local Fijians to do the kava thing.
What do you bring to them that they send you away with this kava stuff? What do you do? Do you come and do you spit on one of the village elders? What do you do to make them force you to drink this garbage?
I offered up a mermaid and a musician. We had this little cultural exchange. We gave the kids at Matava Resort a snow day. They literally canceled school for the day that we went to the village so they could hang with the mermaids and crew.
Did you just bring up coral spawn and throw it around the village to give them a snow day?
No,
it's
but they,
snow globe.
They covered us with baby powder. That's what they do. It evidently is some kind of welcoming celebration. Or
look at the white people.
Yeah, either that or they thought we smelled funny and wanted to cover up the stank.
Baby powder. Right,
and they literally smeared baby powder all over our face and hair. And stuff.
Just to wipe off the fleas that you have living in your skin.
Oh, go ahead. Be a hater. You just weren't there. But I'm telling you.
You know what? I hate
magical.
You so bad
it
right
now. It was a
now.
Magical moment. These are the kind of experiences you can have when you go to Fiji. And you can just go to FijiMe.com for more information on traveling to that part of the world. But trust me, Matava Resort, definitely first class. Way to go out there and just get away from it all. Voli Voli, oh my God, what a cool, I mean, it just has everything. Very, very convenient. And the diving, just superb in both areas there, Fiji. We're going back in May. You'll hear more about it on future editions of The Big Show. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. Greg and I, Master Bill, the producer. It's his birthday today. And by the way, we're going to check in with Neil Watson, the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Light Boat Parade here in Key Largo in just a bit. He's hanging out there with Captain Slate and a couple of our scuba radio mermaids.
Is it the Christmas Light Boat Parade or is it the Christmas Boat Light Parade?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Well, he's a Grand Marshal. He should know.
He should.
He should know the entire history of the parade.
Yeah, he's not just the Marshal. He's the Grand Marshal.
Understandable.
And
I wonder if he gets a baton.
Flanked by two scuba radio mermaids.
He is, previously today when I spoke with him, he described that as a Neil Watson sandwich.
Yes. Or a manwich, maybe. I don't know.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said he likes mayo on his Neil Watson sandwich.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, it will be quite an event regardless, yes. For sure. And they're doing, this is all actually part of the culmination of the, I think it's the, is it the 50-year anniversary of Penny Camp Park? 30 or 50? It's one. It's some
I
big
think
milestone.
It's 50. I think it's 50.
Yeah, I think it,
yeah, I think
it
you're
is.
Absolutely right.
And they've
50.
Been celebrating all week down there in the Florida Keys.
If it was 50, that would mean it opened in 1960, and that seems about right to me.
I think you are correct, sir.
Yes.
So we'll find out.
Did not happen
that.
During my lifetime. Turns out I'm less than 50.
What?
Not a lot.
That's a
but
lie.
Some. I am some less than 50.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing we're here and not in Fiji because, you know, it's like way ahead in time. You would have been over 50 if you lived in Fiji. Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's not really way ahead in time, you know.
It is. See, I'm kind of shocked you didn't call me for the lotto numbers because I could have told you, you know, hey, it's Friday here in Fiji. I know it's Wednesday back home.
That's
call me. I'll tell you what the lotto numbers are going to be on Friday.
That's not really true. You get confused because the seasons seem like they're months ahead, but no. No, they're on a different schedule.
No more kava for you.
Oh, wow. The Kava Nazi here.
Tsunamis for everyone.
Tsunami! Hey, nah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single-celamitas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. Well, he's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He's a street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top of my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
Let's go, while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Sweet.
That's right.
And
oh, man, Greg, you hurling again, buddy.
Well, yeah, Kava flashbacks. What do you want? By the way, that Scuba Radio song is on the CD Wet Dreams by the Scuba Cowboy, but Morse. Go to justascubacowboy.com, buy it today, free shipping, $15, or if you buy a couple, it's even less. But get there, get it, order it today, you'll have it in time for Christmas. A great, great Christmas gift for the diver on your holiday gift-giving list. All right, let's find out what's going on in Key Largo with our friend Neil Watson. He is the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Light Boat Parade there in Key Largo tonight.
Right now, I believe he's going over he's listening to the safety lecture on board the boat.
Oh, is that what it is, Neil?
What's the mermaid of Neil Price?
Yeah. Hello,
Neil. How are you, my friend?
Battery's ordering takeout.
Man, if I was any better, I could. If I was a dog, my tail would be wagging, man.
There you go. And I imagine it's wailing or wagging anyway.
Wailing.
So, are our mermaids there to take care of you yet, or are they on the way?
Well, Mermaid Tony just showed up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay,
and,
there you go.
Somebody pierced her eyes with something. I'm not sure what happened, but it's pretty cool. And I'm sitting looking at my chariot, my Grand Marshal chariot. It's looking slick, you know, the life raft that I'm going to sit in. And I practiced my wave all day. I mean, I got it down. Man, I mean, the queen would, well, we don't want to go there. But.
Yeah. Well, are you doing like a cupping type of wave, or is it more of a big gesture?
Yeah, well,
like,
I'm going to wave
save
with one
me.
Hand and then change drinks and then wave with the other hand. And then I'm going to put the drink down to moon.
They going to do what to the moon?
I got a moon. This is Key Largo. You got to moon the crowd, right? Isn't that part of the Grand Marshal gig?
Hey, you're the Grand Marshal. I think you set the rules.
Well, there you go.
You make them.
There you go. It's my party, right?
That's right. That's right. So
it's my party, and I'll moon if I want to.
I'll moon if I want to. Yeah, and you know, I had to fill out one of these contract things. You know, like what I needed and this, that, and the other. And
if you need something filled out,
it had to be margaritas and a pot of mermaids.
And yeah, a pot of mermaids.
I must tell you, if you want something filled out, Tony is going to be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
By the way, ask her if she's wearing her tsunami kava bra tonight.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, but the captain and the chariot driver for the Grand Marshal is here, and he's looking dapper as ever.
That would be.
Wait a second. Let's see.
Yeah, he's sweating like a pig. He's just been walking around with a bag of aluminum cans and stuff, you know, and a grocery cart. I don't know. I think business is slow.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. What is Santa Slate walking around there then, or what?
Yeah. Really. Really. I just found out that I got a pedal a thing to make the lights go on. So
oh man. Nice.
All right. Now, wait a second. Let's see.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
So, hey, what is Captain Slate hanging around there? Is he handy?
He is right here. Yeah, hang on, talk to my partner in crime.
Let me talk to him, because you know this whole Christmas light boat parade thing down there in Key Largo actually culminates a week long event celebration of Penny Camp Park, does it not? There, Captain Slate.
That's exactly what it does. And we had the ceremony, the, quote, formal ceremony over at the park today. Absolutely gorgeous weather, flat, calm, and beautiful. And we had all the local celebrities and all the celebrities from back 50 years ago that helped get the park started and put the statue down. It was just a wonderful little history lesson for everybody to hear. And, of course, Sylvia Earle is always magic talking about the sea, and she did a wonderful job speaking today. She was the keynote speaker. But it was really a lot of fun and tents and stuff going on till 3 o'clock over there. It had all the societies in the Keys to help protect the reef, and a lot of the Chamber of Commerce booth was there, and just a lot of people, a lot of food, a lot of fun.
Nice. Now, being that Neil Watson has been named the Grand Marshal of the Boat Parade, I'm guessing the theme is famous drinkers in history? I mean, divers.
Yeah, famous drinkers in history. I mean, divers in history. That's right, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, he can have a dual title, right?
Yeah, that's right. Drinkers, divers, whatever. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good for sure.
You know, all of his world records are not in diving. So some of those world records could be in drinking.
Well, all week, Greg, like a week ago, his picture and a little history of Neil came out in a paper, and that I'd asked him to come down. So everywhere I'm going now, I'm having to get pictures and photographs of Neil and people that get Neil to sign them to him. So I'm becoming his agent now. So I'm going to just, you know, do that instead of run dive boats and feed barracudas.
Yes, no worries. Yeah, you probably make lots of money doing that for a while, I'm sure. Now, I know we've sent down our mermaids to act as security for Neil. How do you think that's going to pan out?
The mermaid is here, one of two that are coming, and she's looking dapper, of course, and she's going to be his protector tonight, that's for sure.
And yes. Now, Captain Slate, I know as the boat operator, you've probably taken this into consideration. Who exactly is going to be protecting the mermaid from Neil?
No, I don't know who. I don't know who I think Hilsa will. Neil's a lovely lady.
Ah, okay. Oh, there we are.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, Neil's bodyguard or human shield.
Right. Yes, and Neil's guard of other people's bodies.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all the above.
That's all right. Well, it sounds like an awesome event. I wish I could be there in person, but I decided to send two mermaids in my place. So hopefully they will.
He is more than replaced. Am I correct?
Greg, we're going to really miss you, but by far we'd be rather looking at your two mermaids, no question.
Yes. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. Oh, say hey to one.
Okay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. How you doing, Mermaid Tony?
I made it. That was a long swim up here.
That way, I'm telling you. You've been tired. Equipped. So what are you wearing exactly? She was saying she didn't know what to wear for the Christmas light boat parade. If they should go with the typical mermaid top, or should she equip her kava bra with Christmas lights?
So, Mermaid Tony, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Well, I will be sporting the sparkly red tail with the beautiful green top. Mermaid Kelsey will be wearing the sparkling green tail with the red top, and we will both have Scuba Radio Santa hats on.
Aww. That sounds lovely. In the after party, who will you be wearing?
We will be wearing Scuba Radio apparel.
That's lovely.
It's a website for some.
It's wonderful here on the red carpet.
Bill, you sound like Dr. Lecter.
Man, I am getting nauseous hearing Bill talk. It's his birthday today, by the way, Tony. Did you know that?
That's right. Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you, Tony.
Can you just you do a little happy birthday, Mr. Producer? Can you?
Actually, you really want me to sing?
I can do it.
Come on, no.
Happy
stop, Bill. Come on, Bill.
To me.
Remember, I was a band kid for a reason.
All right, come on, Tony. Give us your best birthday. Just one line. Go. You're on.
Happy birthday, Mr. Bill the Producer.
Okay, that's enough. Stop. It's not working for me. What in the heck is? Where did that come from? That's not even Christmassy like, let alone birthday like. He likes the idea of short shorts, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? We do what we can.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
And I wish he wouldn't wear them to the studio.
Yeah, please, Bill. It's disturbing. All right, Tony, we'll take care of Neil. Don't let him drown tonight, okay?
I'll try. He's got to take care of us, though, too.
Well, we were told that that there was protection for you as well.
There is. I brought my own protection. Always bring your own.
In addition to you, I believe there's also Mrs. Neil.
Yes, there is. That is the best protection anyone could offer.
Indeedy. All right. Well, you guys have a great time, okay? And we'll get the full report next week, okay?
Thanks. We wish you were here, Greg.
Yeah, no, they just say that just to make me feel bad.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy, a jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com, that's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We gotta
get down, get down.
Gotta
get down.
Finalizing plans for the Scuba Radio Christmas spectacular.
Okay.
This is going to make people cry.
You know, here's the thing. For those of you not familiar with this program, Greg says we're finalizing plans. This is exactly how we finalize plans. The minute that we stopped talking in the last commercial break, Greg said, anybody got any ideas?
Yeah. That is called show prep, my friends.
That's called involving everybody.
That's right. It's about sharing the love.
Anybody got any ideas?
But I think we came up with a good one.
Yeah.
I think this could be a very unique adventure that we've set forth here during this
commercial
break. It is
the sort of thing which you'll want to share with family forever. It will become an annual tradition here at Scuba Radio and probably in your home as well.
It'll be an annual tradition that'll happen once, probably, is my guess. Like most of the things that we do here at the show.
Well, you know, it'll be like, no Thanksgiving. It's not going to be Thanksgiving. And it won't have the same intestinal fortitude as that particular remark.
Right.
Where is Tank, by the way? Tank never comes by anymore.
We miss him.
I can't breathe.
We miss him something fierce. I'm glad. I kind of wish there was glass separating us, but I'm glad I'm way over here. Yeah. Away from a lot of you.
That's why they call him Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those bubbles aren't coming out of his regulator, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Woo!
Who likes asparagus?
Hello.
Wow. All right,
who
can taste it? You know, it is going to be a special event next week. Do not miss it, because we probably will give away some nice prizes.
And we'll probably be too drunk to remember it. So if you miss it, then no one will remember
it. Right. We'll be in the Christmas spirit.
Spirits.
Yeah. Everyone who calls in, I promise to send them a bag of dirt and call it Kava. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And one dirty sock. The dirty sock is integral.
No,
is that
use your own
sock.
Proper
tea
preparation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Use your own
sock. So we'll
sock.
Be exchanging gifts here. We do a gift exchange here at Scuba Radio.
And then we steal it from everyone.
Yes.
That's the good part.
Can I make a request?
Coleslaw wrestling instead of just taking it?
Can we make it be just these dive students and not, I don't know, let's just say as a hypothetical, let's say you had a Portuguese-speaking dive student at one point in history.
Hence the coleslaw wrestling reference I just made.
Not fun to play the steal a gift game with at Christmas.
Well, yeah, but she'll probably sing another song or something for us. So.
Oh, that'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
Don't we have the one on tape? We can just run?
Well, we could do that.
Oh, no, we can't.
But we can,
already broken three pieces of equipment. These are sensitive pieces of digital equipment.
We're talking about Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. I have not talked to her in a while.
What was she ended up with?
Well, the restraining order has worn off.
Oh, that's right.
It's expired. So
okay.
I can't call her again.
They don't get worn off by you rubbing against them.
All right,
I can't read it anymore.
So, I'll reach out to her. Okay, reach out. That's not the right word.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I'll give her a call, see if she can come in. Maybe we can get up.
Why did I make that happen? That was not my intention.
See what you did?
What happened?
That was not my intention.
Maybe we can get a couple of the mermaids in here.
That would be nice. Maybe our newest mermaid?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see if Tony will come up from the Keys.
That's not the one I meant.
Kelsey? Who?
The one from your other program. You just recruited a mermaid today on your other
show.
That's
right. Yeah, we recruited our first mermaid from the World of Boating Radio.
You did?
Show. Yeah. Yeah. She's a fisherwoman.
She was not as comfortable in the studio as she'd like to be, and I got the sense it was because she had too much clothing on.
Well, we are 3 miles offshore, aren't we?
Not really.
Well, we'll start.
From a lake, maybe.
She seemed gullible, though.
She has this. Evidently, she has some kind of
rule.
Yeah, general rule that once you're 3 miles offshore, it's topless and teabags only.
Teabags?
Teabags? What?
Teabags.
Oh.
That's funny.
Teabags.
That's what Bill said, too, at the time. You guys think alike. Is it your birthday?
It's Bill's birthday.
Oh, Bill's.
I was
going to
say,
just
maybe
Bill's.
It was your birthday, too.
No.
Well, you guys think so much alike.
No.
Well, you know, it is the holiday season. We are a little punchy. I mean, I'm jet lagged. It's a holiday season, so things are a little
It's my
loose.
Birthday. I've been drinking since noon.
That's right. And, you know, usually we don't start drinking until, like, 11 a.m.
Yes.
So we're a little bit late. So
we're a little behind schedule.
But yeah, next week definitely will be a special broadcast for sure, and I hope you will enjoy it and tune in and join us for this adventure. I will tell you that this year has been phenomenal, and this probably will be the last broadcast of 2010 for Scuba Radio. But it has been by far the best year ever.
It's so sad.
And I say that only because... how the Dima show was in Las Vegas, we did so well. But you know, I kind of went into the show thinking,
"Do we sell anything?"
Well, we
that could have done well at a show.
We sell experiences,
goodwill.
We sell exactly. We sell goodwill. We do with this show, and what we did is we went to Las Vegas with the idea of like, you know what,
with a case full of liquor.
All this traveling that I get to do and come back and rub it into Bill. Yeah, look, it's great. But there's a part of me that says that's maybe goodwill. You need to kind of trim it back just a tad. These month-long trips away from home are a bit much, especially on my crew. I mean, Bill, I mean, misses me. I mean, look at him. He's sad.
Badly and desperately.
He's sad because I'm back. But I know that when I'm away, well, he's probably happier.
The mice will play.
The idea is
I'm sad because I know you'll be back.
Maybe that's what it is. So I'm thinking maybe I need to curtail some of the traveling we've been doing and bring it home a little
bit.
You
promise me that every year. And but, every year you're gone more and you're gone more.
That was the idea I had going into the Vegas show for Dima. And coming out of the Vegas show, it was obvious that ain't going to happen. Because there's too many people that want Scuba Radio to come to their location and broadcast, bring our little song and dance routine, maybe a mermaid or two, to their island, to their destination, and share the love of diving. And that's what we do. So I think that's how it's going
to
go.
2011, first a Scuba Radio trip to Dubai.
Maybe. That's actually not far off the mark, my friend. Believe it or not. All right, hey, don't forget, give the gift of scuba. That is the perfect gift. And until next week, remember, it's always better where
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.